All right, we're back. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood. We're glad that you're with us tonight listening to Who's Talking. We're going to welcome Barry Parkhill to the show in just a minute or so. We're delighted to have Barry with us, and I know that Jim has lots of questions he wants to pose to his old running mate.
So yeah, absolutely. Let me give Mr. Parkhill the appropriate introduction here. Frank Maloney, Barry Parkhill is one of two individuals that played basketball at Virginia that has been ACC Player of the Year. There have been 56 basketball seasons in the ACC, and only Barry Parkhill and Ralph Sampson have been ACC Player of the Year. Barry played professionally in the ABA, was a head coach and an assistant coach at William & Mary, St. Michael's, U.S. Naval Academy. He's been on the development side of the University of Virginia, I think, Barry, since 1992. Is that right?
Something like that, Jim. I can't remember. It's too far
Well, you and I are getting old, so the memory's starting to fade. He was inducted into the Virginia Sports Hall of Fame in April of 2001. Their letter to me is still lost in the mail somewhere. I'm still expecting that one of these days. And, of course, he was selected to the 50th anniversary team of the Atlantic Coast Conference. Barry Parkhill, welcome to the show. We're glad you'd take a few minutes to join us tonight.
Jim and Frank, it's great to be with you guys. Hobo, you're way too good, Jimmy.
Let's get to the basketball team. I know Coach Bennett is now a neighbor of yours, but give us your assessment of Tony Bennett as a coach as well as his style of play.
Jim, I've seen a couple practices, so it's a little bit too early to really tell, but getting to know Tony as a neighbor, as our basketball coach, I think so far he's hit nothing but home runs. But the thing that I really, deep down inside, feel really great about with Tony being the leader of our basketball program is all the people I've talked to that are in the college basketball world have said we've hit a home run with the hiring of Tony Bennett. Those are people who have seen his teams play, have coached against him. I just feel there's something about him that feels really, really good. He'd be the first guy to tell you that he's undefeated. The proof is in the pudding. But I just think this guy's really, really going to be good for Virginia basketball.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he's done all the right things, and the class he's got coming in next August looks to be terrific. It's just done all the right public relations things. What is your assessment of this year's team? We had an email from one of our listeners, Bob, who asked that question as well.
You know, Jim, I think it's too early to tell because you've got a bunch of kids that are playing for a new coaching staff with a new system. You've got a bunch of new coaches that are doing the same with their players. And as much as I've watched practice, I still really don't have a feel for how these kids are picking up on what Tony wants to teach them and how he wants to play. And I think there's probably going to be a learning curve, as you know, moving into this season. It's a challenge for the kids to make changes. You know, it's also a challenge for the coaches to learn these kids, get to know them, establish the relationship, plus, you know, coach them on the floor. It's just way too early to get a really good feeling.
Which, and I know it's early, and they haven't played yet other than practice, but what's your feeling relative to the guys on the team that have to kind of step it up this year for this team to exceed expectations?
Well, the first thing I'd say is, you know, you can't have any injuries or any other circumstances occur that are going to keep kids off the floor. You know, everybody's going to talk about Sylvan Landisberg. He had a great first year. I think he's got the potential to be a great player. I think he's still got a lot to learn, but he's got the potential to be really good. But he needs help. I'm obviously keeping my fingers crossed, but I think Jeff Jones, this could be a kind of year where he can break out, really contribute. Sammy Zaglinski has got to mature. He's got to become a better point guard. But, you know, I could list every player, Jim, and say if these guys get better and pick up on the system, you know, we can be competitive. You know, Mike Scott has got to contribute more, both rebounding, scoring. Tristan Spurlock, the first-year player that I've seen, you know, practice a few times. What I've seen, he can really shoot the ball, and we need guys that can shoot the ball. But everybody that plays is going to have to play defense, Jim. I think you and I might have a tough time playing for Tony, but he's a defensive-minded coach.
No, well, hey. You know, I was known as a great defensive player. You remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
And you were much better than people gave you credit for, I'll tell you that.
What's the old Navy scouting report? I played help defense. The guy would go by me and I'd yell help. Tell me about Spurlock. What's your say? Do you have a feeling? You said he was, seems to be a good outside shooter. I assume with his size he could also go on the interior. Is that true?
I've seen him shoot the ball really well. He's got good size. He's a real athletic kid. I think he's got some strength. I haven't seen him do anything regarding taking the ball to the basket or, you know, playing inside with his back to the basket. I think those are things he needs to learn. But the fact that he can put the ball in the hole, you know, hopefully there's a kid that can help us right away.
Yeah, Coach once told me that when you can shoot the basketball, it makes up for a whole lot of deficiencies. After he told me that, I kind of wondered, why did he tell me that? What did he mean by these deficiencies? Barry, what about the other first-year guy, Jontel Evans? What's your read on him?
There's a young man. I just from a personal perspective and my own nickel opinion, you know, I need to see him play more. He's a very strong kid. He's got quickness. He's got speed. He looks like a football player, which he was very good in high school. And again, he's going to have to learn how Tony wants him to play. And I know Tony really wants his teams to take care of the ball, which means as a point guard, you got to make great decisions all the time. And I see him right now as possibly getting some playing time. I'm not sure where Calvin Baker is with his injury, but if he is not ready to play right away, then the young man's got to help as a backup at least. For Sammy.
And the team will be a little thin, at least to begin with, because we got the release that Jamil Tucker is taking a leave of absence and Ahsan Sen has been suspended for 3 games, so won't have quite the depth that they might want, at least in the first few games.
Well, and again, those are things, Jim, that I mentioned earlier, whether it be injury or whatever the circumstances are, you know, you want your team at full strength, no matter where they are. You want every kid healthy and ready to play, and hopefully we'll get to that point sooner rather than later. But right now we're not at full strength.
Let me just ask you a quick question about your current responsibilities. What's the future of University Hall, and what, if any, further facility plans does the university have from an athletic perspective?
Well, at this point, Jim, based on the economy, and it's pretty challenging out there. We just finished a project for baseball that's going to enhance our baseball facility, which will be a great boost for Brian and his program. There's nothing else really on the board at this point, although, you know, there's a couple things we'd like to do for golf, for track and field. We want to increase our endowment. Probably long-term, Jim and Frank, the University Hall is a very functional building. There'd be a great hope that we could make University Hall disappear and build a field house for all our field sports, but that's probably way down the road at this point.
Before I let you go, Barry, just a quick question. I know on December 2nd, and as a matter of fact, I put my reservation and check in the mail today to come to that event, but tell us about the MS event at John Paul Jones Arena on December 2nd where you're being honored.
Well, Jim, you're great to bring that up. The MS Society Blue Ridge Chapter has a fundraising event every year, and I don't know why I've been chosen, but they honor somebody in the Charlottesville area in the community every year, and it's my honor to be that person this year. And I asked the people at MS, and you're going to really appreciate this, Jim, I know, if we could, you know, focus our attention on Scott McCandlish and remembering Scott, who passed away of MS a couple of years ago. And, of course, Scott was a teammate of Jim and I way back when. But it's a great way to raise funds for MS. And unfortunately, it's done in the form of a roast. But I did not choose you, Jim, because I knew you would crush me. But really thrilled you're going to be there. And it's going to be a great night.
Are tickets still available if somebody was interested in coming?
Absolutely. It's going to be held at the John Paul Jones Arena, which gives us the ability to, you know, have unlimited seating. And anybody who's interested, you know what, maybe I shouldn't do this, but I'd be more than happy for those people to contact me. through the Virginia Athletic Foundation.
All right. Well, it's very easy to track down Barry in that regard. So, Barry, we really appreciate your time. I know you're up in Baltimore taking care of business up there, so be careful. The weather's not real favorable tonight if you're traveling around, but look forward to seeing you at a game before long. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, Barry.
We appreciate it, guys. Take care.
Barry Parkhill with us tonight. Frank?
Well, we've got a few minutes here. Let's try to jump on the fall sports and do the rundown. Men's soccer, the 8th-ranked Wahoos defeated NC State 1-0 to wrap up the regular season last week. Neil Barlow assisted Ross LeBeau for the winner. Their record is now 12-3-2. Today, as the number 5 seed, they were supposed to play Maryland in the quarterfinals of the ACC tourney down in Cary, North Carolina, but there was a change in the schedule due to all the rainfall. So I don't know if the game was ever played. It was originally supposed to be like a 12 or 1 o'clock noon kickoff, and that may have been postponed. If Virginia can win, they would play the winner of the Wake-Clemson game. Men's basketball, as you know, Tony Bennett era begins Friday night at John Paul Jones Arena versus Longwood, 7 o'clock tip-off. Forward Mike Scott and guard Calvin Baker are healing up, and I'm told they're practicing again, which is good news. Women's basketball, Monica Wright and the number 14-ranked Cavaliers play at UMBC on Friday, and that could be the game where our good friend Debbie Ryan could get that, is it the 700th win? I think she's right on the cusp. And then they return Sunday for a 2 p.m. game against Manhattan. Women's soccer, they lost to Boston College in the ACCs on penalty kicks. However, Chantel Jones of Midlothian again played very well in goal and kept Virginia in it. UVA is headed to the NCAAs for the 16th consecutive appearance. The Hoos play St. John's on Friday in the first round. If they win, they'll advance and play either host Penn State or Colgate. Women's field hockey, the number 3-ranked Hoos reached the finals of the ACC tournament in Charlottesville, but they lost 3-2 in overtime to number 1 Maryland. The Hoos earned the number 2 seed for the NCAAs and will host University of Richmond on Saturday at 11:30. Field hockey fans should get up to Charlottesville to see that one. Women's volleyball, they lost to UNC, but they beat NC State. Next up, they play Wake and Duke at Mem Gym this weekend. Men's and women's cross country, the UVA Cavaliers hosted the Cavalier Invitational at Panorama Farms last weekend. Sean Keverin was third in the men's competition, and Jessica Probst finished first in the women's race. They're headed to Louisville this coming weekend for the 2009 NCAA Southeast Regionals. Special reminder, the Bill Dudley Scholarship Foundation is holding a special reception to honor Bullet Bill Dudley on November 18th at 6 o'clock, and I'm told that a number of notables will be there, including George Welsh and potentially Sean Moore. The event will be held at the SunTrust Building downtown. For details and to RSVP, please contact Katie Hunter at 212-6206. That phone number again is 212-6206. There is no fee to get into the event, but we hope that people will make donations to the Scholarship Foundation. And we're headed to our final break, and we look forward to getting back with you then. Thank you.